The Great YouTube Trader, Don't Get Bamboozled, by Lan Turner.
The rise of YouTube as a platform for traders to share their strategies has significantly changed the game for investors and traders. Many traders have gained a following by promising easy profits and showing off their trading successes. These videos often showcase large profits and bold market predictions, which can entice both beginners and seasoned traders. Yet, these online trading celebrities can be a double-edged sword. The promise of quick wealth and overnight trading success can mislead new traders. Some YouTubers may use editing tricks and selective live sessions to create an illusion of infallible trading strategies, which doesn't reflect the true nature of the risky and uncertain financial markets. This article will give you the knowledge to tell the difference between actual trading skills and deceit. We'll uncover the subtle cues that indicate whether a YouTube trader is legitimately skilled or if you're seeing a performance meant to mislead. We intend to create an informed community that can approach the world of financial trading with a critical eye, avoiding scammers, and valuing genuine education and insight. The Tale of Two Accounts. There's a deceptive practice that some high-profile YouTube traders are engaging in. It's being exposed by regulatory crackdowns where trading gurus maintain multiple separate trading accounts, one for long positions and the other for shorts. As the market fluctuates, they wait for one account to show a profit. That's the account they then broadcast to their audience, creating the illusion of a one-sided winning streak. The red flags of this scheme are subtle but telling. The most significant is the lack of transparency in placing orders. If a trader frequently executes trades off-screen, it's a sign of likely manipulation. Additionally, suppose live trades seem haphazard, and trades don't align with their stated strategies or past patterns. In that case, it suggests that viewers might only be seeing a selectively successful narrative. I've seen live trading gurus confidently tell viewers the market was heading down, providing detailed explanations of their bearish outlook, pointing out projections, support levels, and market liquidity. But then, it turns out, they suddenly had a big winning trade off screen, going in the other direction. Why talk up a bearish market while quietly betting on a price rise? This kind of trickery breaches ethical standards and distorts the reality of trading. It promotes a dangerous misconception that trading is a surefire win and downplays the inherent risks. This false portrayal can lead novices to adopt similar reckless tactics, often with costly outcomes, under the misguided belief that this is standard trading practice. Deception in action. The case of Trader Jack. I remember stumbling upon Trader Jack's channel during my late-night research sessions. Jack had a confident air about him, and his trading sessions were nothing short of mesmerizing. Each trade seemed to end in a celebration of profits. The allure was undeniable, and he had a knack for making it all look so easy and accessible. Jack's endorsements of a particular brokerage firm were persistent, weaving in calls to action and encouraging viewers to sign up and trade as he did. As I watched, something felt amiss. Jack's trades were executed flawlessly, but the setup seemed peculiar. Orders were often placed off-screen, and despite his purported transparency, the execution of most of his max-size entries was rarely visible. It was as if, by magic, Jack's positions were always in the green. It soon became apparent to me that Jack was playing a game of digital sleight of hand. He secretly traded multiple accounts on multiple monitors, one he'd buy, the other he'd sell. The market's inevitable swing in one direction or the other would turn one account profitable. That's when Jack would pivot the YouTube live screen share, showcasing the success while discarding the evidence of the losing trade, hidden off-screen. It was a well-crafted illusion that I might have fallen for had I not been aware of the signs. When the regulators finally caught up with Jack, it was revealed that his luxurious lifestyle was not a direct result of his trading skills, but rather the commissions and fees he earned through new traders he brought to his recommended brokerage firm. This trickery does more than mislead the individual investor. It casts a long, dark shadow over the entire trading industry. When traders like Jack peddle dreams woven from deceit, they chip away at the foundation of trust essential to our field. It is detrimental to the unsuspecting novice and the integrity of trading as a whole. Each sham is a stain on the reputation of every honest trader, undermining the hard-earned confidence placed in us by clients and the public alike. It is imperative that we, as a community, condemn such practices unequivocally and strive to maintain the highest standards of transparency and truth. Only then can we hope to restore and uphold the respectability of our profession. Additional red flags. A deeper dive into deceit. Lack of transparency. The absence of a verified track record is a glaring red flag. Legitimate traders usually have a history of their trades that can be reviewed and verified. Be wary of selective trade reporting. Scammers often showcase only winning trades and conveniently omit the losses. Unrealistic promises. Claims of guaranteed returns and minimal risk are immediate warning signs. The market is inherently uncertain, and no one can promise consistent profits. High rewards pitched with little to no effort are a fantasy. Profits in trading require knowledge, risk management, and patience. Pressure tactics, urgency in marketing, suggesting a limited opportunity to join or invest, can be a tactic to rush judgment and prompt hasty decisions. Be cautious of those touting exclusive insider knowledge, which is usually non-existent in the regulated markets. Questionable scaling and positioning. Entering trades with unrealistic position sizes, known colloquially as the cannonball approach, often indicates a strategy more reliant on luck than skill. Ignoring or skirting around standard risk management practices and not scaling into positions gradually is a sign of potential recklessness. Suspicious brokerage relationships. Excessive promotion of a particular broker, especially if coupled with claims that the broker prefers or benefits the trader, is suspect. There's a potential conflict of interest if a YouTuber profits from their followers' trading volume or losses. Dubious offers of free capital. Be wary of entities that offer free trading accounts or funded opportunities based solely on demo account performance. Real trading involves real risk, and legitimate firms require a proven track record with actual capital. Genuine brokerage firms and proprietary trading houses typically mandate a thorough evaluation of a trader's risk management, strategy, and psychological fortitude with real money before allocating funds. Offers that bypass the due diligence of real money trading history may be designed more to entice and mislead than to discover and foster genuine trading talent. No discussion of risk management. A trader who doesn't discuss stop losses or risk-to-reward ratios may not have a solid risk management strategy, a crucial component of successful trading. The absence of clear risk management plans in their content should raise doubts about their credibility. Lifestyle marketing. Using displays of wealth as proof of trading, success is misleading. Real trading understanding is shown through performance, not possessions. Focusing on lifestyle over substantive trade analysis and results can be a smokescreen for a lack of genuine trading ability. Shallow educational content. Providing educational content that doesn't cover the fundamentals or dives into market analysis is often not helpful. An overemphasis on success stories without the analysis or reasoning behind trades shows a lack of depth. Questionable testimonials. Reliance on testimonials, particularly those that are paid for or cannot be independently verified, should be treated skeptically. A genuine track record does not need embellishment with fabricated success stories. Ignoring community feedback. Deleting negative comments or criticism is a red flag. A trustworthy trader welcomes constructive feedback. Engagement exclusively with positive reinforcement can be a sign of creating a false narrative of success. A lack of proper government disclaimers. It's a requirement for legitimate individuals and firms to register with their governing authority and to display the proper legal disclaimers. Many scammers add disclaimers to their work to create an air of legitimacy. These red flags serve as critical checkpoints for traders navigating the digital world of trading advice. The old saying, "If it seems too good to be true, it probably is," has never been more true than in the trading world. The landscape of online trading education is fraught with both opportunity and deception. Remember, the real measure of trading acumen isn't found in the flashy displays of success, but in the quiet consistency of informed decision-making and risk management. Your trading journey should be built on a foundation of knowledge, not the shifting sands of illusion. Let us part with a reminder. In trading, as in education, the pursuit of knowledge is a never-ending journey that rewards the diligent and the discerning. Seek out the real, commit to learning, and trade with wisdom.
Lon Turner teaches finance at Utah Tech University and has been a guest lecturer at the Chicago Board of Trade and Chicago Mercantile Exchanges. As the editor-in-chief of Pitt News Magazine and a contributing author, he brings a wealth of knowledge to his readers. But first and foremost, Mr. Turner is an active trader of stocks, futures, and options.